Great Chicago glowed red before our eyes. We were suddenly on Madison Street among hordes of hobos. Some of them sprawled out on the street with their feet on the curb, hundreds of others milling in the doorways of saloons and alleys. Whoop, whoop, look sharp for old Dean Moriarty there. He may be in Chicago by accident this year.
It was all happening again. Ted was standing by the monitor saying,
Jerry, can you hear me? Jerry, are you listening?
But he wasn't getting through. Beth came up as Norman peered out the porthole.
See anything?
Not yet.
Behind them, Tina said,
80 yards in closing. 60 yards. You want sonar?
No sonar. Nothing to make ourselves interesting to him.
Then should we kill the electronics?
Kill everything.
All the console lights went out. Now there was just the red glow of the space heaters above them. They sat in darkness and stared out. Norman tried to remember how long dark vision accommodation required. He began to see shapes, the outline of a grid on the bottom, and then, dimly, the high fin of the spaceship rising sharply up.
My name is Angelo Marchetti. I'd been away from home maybe 3 months, knocking around, sleeping in cold hallways, hungry a lot of the time. Maybe I should make it down to the Bowery, I thought, and lap up some sneaky pee with the rest of the bums. No, I decided. One thing still stood out clear. One thing still made sense and counted. Me. Nothing else but me.
The Korean War began in June of 1950 when the North Korean army invaded South Korea, crossing the 38th parallel, a line that had divided the two nations since the end of World War II. President Truman ordered U.S. forces to intervene in what eventually became a proxy war between Western democratic nations and the communist republics of China and the Soviet Union.